I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
People select Valentine's Day as the day to get married for many reasons. And one South Jersey couple took 20 years before tying the knot. And they've got quite the history, as we hear from Penn Salkin and KW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Monique Anderson and Benjamin Stroud have known each other since fifth grade. And Ben says even then, some people just knew.
My best friend I've known since kindergarten, and she's known since preschool, has been telling us since the fifth grade that we were going to get married.
They went to the prom together. Then Ben went off to serve in the Iraq War, which left him with PTSD. Stayed in Texas for the better part of 20 years, but they kept in touch by phone. Friends throughout, Monique attended a high school graduation for Ben's daughter in 2018.
So seeing him, it changed, I guess, my feelings. And so this time when he asked me out, I said, okay.
6 months in, they fell in love. Monique, a gym teacher and cancer survivor, is excited about the future. So is Ben. This is his second marriage, but the first to what he calls his true love. Camden County surrogate Michelle Gentek Mayer officiated at the brief ceremony at the Camden County Boathouse, where three other couples also tied the knot on this quintessential day of love. In Pennsauken, David Madden, KYW News Radio.